LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's supreme leader saying Monday in his first comment since the U.S. bunker-busting bombing of nuclear sites, attacks on Israel will continue. No mention of the U.S. or President Trump. Ayatollah Khamenei is said to be in hiding. And maybe for good reason, based on what President Trump said Sunday at the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president suggesting that maybe there should be a change in leadership, saying, quote, if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? This as the president continues to push for those talks and warn against retaliation.
The FBI and Homeland Security calling governors during the day warned them to watch out for any uptick in cyber activity. The State Department urging Americans abroad to beware of anti-American demonstrations. Oil prices are higher because Iran is a major supplier and its parliament is threatening to close off shipping through the Straits of Hormuz. This is ABC News. More than half the New York State counties are under states of emergency declared by Governor Kathy Hochul for severe storms upstate that killed three and extreme heat downstate. About half the U.S. population is under a June heat alert. No shelter from the summer swelter. At the movies, another triumphant weekend for How to Train Your Dragon.
I can't kill dragons.
Dragons emerged victorious over zombies and aliens at the box office this weekend with the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, taking in about $37 million in its second week of release.
There's no rescue.
The horror sequel, 28 years later, which is new this weekend, put up a healthy $30 million for the number two slot. Meanwhile, Disney's Elio raked in about $21 million, worst opening weekend for a Disney Pixar film ever. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Disney is the parent company of ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators get a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Connington to stay in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA Bucks guard Pat Connington has picked up his player option, meaning he chooses to play out the final year of his contract with the Bucks rather than become a free agent. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the 32-year-old will be back for his seventh season with the Bucks, making just over $9 million. NFL, now that Jair Alexander is with the Baltimore Ravens, would the Packers bring back defensive back Rasul Douglas? The 30-year-old telling a fan on Twitter he doubts it. The Packers traded Douglas to the Bills back in 2023. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night, they're back home against the Pirates. The Crew won 17-6 Friday night and again 9-0 yesterday with 30 hits and no home runs. Pat Murphy on the Brewers batters, chipping away at the plate.
Yeah, I love it. We're being little woodpeckers and probably should get in the weight room. Yeah, I like homers. Yeah, I like homers a lot, so let's make no mistake about it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-70s. Breezy conditions continue. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward daybreak. For Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 78.
Right now, it's 84.
Pete Schwaba,
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome the Green Bay Automobile Gallery's Daryl Burnett. And we rank our all-time favorite summer blockbuster movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Yeah, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for
Matt
and Air on Air.
You're pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast, live from downtown Madison, the old world headquarters on State Street, where the sun, Zommers, has come out.
It sure has.
And we didn't even have to wait till tomorrow. By the way, it's Friday, June 20th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Many thanks to Brady Ewing for being here. Oh, you just feel better after Brady has spent some time here. So many thanks to him, and always great to catch up with him, get a little perspective on sports and life with Brady Ewing. Coming up a little bit later, going to get back into a little serious news of the day here. Not that, I mean, some of the things we talked about with Brady was serious, but want to get back to what's going on in Los Angeles in terms of ICE cracking down, and not just Los Angeles, by the way. We've seen it here in Wisconsin. And also the what responsibility do corporations like Home Depot have to taking a stand, much like the Los Angeles Dodgers did yesterday as well. So we'll get it. We have a quiz for you. We're going to get to that. Not a quiz. It's a who do you trust for news? We're going to get into that a little bit later as well. But Zommer is going to be sticky this week, a little sultry.
Unfortunately, it sure is. And I am going to have a lot of water with me.
Yes. Make sure whatever you're doing this weekend, folks, take water along, temperatures, actual temperatures. Into the 90s, heat index sees 100 degrees. Dan Schaefer, our own Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor, very excited to be getting into Summerfest time. Although he wishes it wasn't quite so long. But Summerfest going on for our listeners, well, anybody in Wisconsin, lots of people travel down to Summerfest. And that's getting underway in Milwaukee this weekend. So lots of people going out. Mike Posner going to be playing down at Summerfest at 10 p.m. tonight.
You think you're going to go?
I do not.
Yeah, I mean, starting at 10 p.m. is pretty rough.
I know. I'm not sure that Todd is up to start a concert at 10 p.m.
I don't want to either.
I mean, if I wasn't working today, but happy to be here today. Happy to be with each and every one of you. Don't forget, we're also in right smack dab in the middle of our free ticket Friday. Those are tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers, who beat the Chicago Cubs, last night.
Harry Carey.
That's right.
That was not a good one.
That's pretty good. 8-7 was the score. The Brewers over the Cubs. And we are giving away right now 4 tickets to see the Brewers at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. This is for a specific game. And no, you may not exchange it if you win for a different game. You have to be eligible or able to go on June 27th. That's a week from today against Colorado at 7:10 p.m. 4 tickets up for grabs. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Then open it up. Choose one of the first 11 stations. Open that up where it says, where you see the little thing that says text. Click on that. And then all you have to do is text the word blue, B-L-U-E. The word is blue. Text the word blue right now to the Civic Media app, B-L-U-E. You have until 4 o'clock, and then somebody, the computer will draw a winner at random, and somebody is going to win 4 tickets to that June 27th Brewers game. And don't forget, announced today by our friends at Just a Bit Outside, the movie, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, that great movie, which has been available for free and continues to be on Roku and the Roku channel. You can rent it or buy a digital copy at Apple TV. You can buy a hard copy like I have right here in my hot little hands, an actual DVD at Amazon. And now starting today, if you say, I watch NFL, the Packers, so that's why I have Amazon Prime, I watch stuff on. Well, guess what? Starting today, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers is streaming on Amazon Prime as well. So all kinds of ways to see this great movie. It's a love story, really, between Milwaukee, who was going through a lot of hard times economically in the 80s, and then the Brewer, this ragtag bunch of kids, really, and great human interest stories. These are guys that go out and party, and at one point they say, the reason that we're not doing well is we're not going out and drinking enough at night. I may have taken some liberties with that interpretation, but basically, story about Bob Uecker leading the team through a town at night and running into the cops. It's one of Bob Uecker's final appearances on film, this movie. So if you want to see Uke telling great stories, if you want to see some great footage, if you want to see Howard Cosell on this film as well, it's really well done. Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Check it out now on Prime Video, in addition to the Roku channel, Roku, and Apple TV. And you can buy it on Prime as well, or Amazon as well.
Also, if they do ever end up bringing it back to the screen, if there's a film festival in Wisconsin, maybe next year it comes back, or it's in a theater for some anniversary or something like that, please do that. Please watch it, because that's one of the movies where watching it in the theater has been the most impactful for me, because the whole group really gets into it. It feels like you're there, at least to some degree.
People are clapping and that sort of thing. So get people together this weekend. A good weekend to stay inside, have some friends and family over, and stream Just a Bit Outside. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark wanted to talk about deportations. Is that it? All right. So let's... what should we do here? We're at 13 minutes past the hour. We got people on the phone. Why not? In hour number one, we were talking about what's going on in Los Angeles in terms of ICE furthering these crackdowns at Home Depot. Again, the story here is that they're intentionally, ICE is, avoiding areas where there are gangs in Los Angeles, and they're going after these folks who are just innocent day laborers, not with any criminal record, at Home Depot. And they're also going, taking moms who are waiting to pick up their kids in Los Angeles. And also there's new reporting today that some of these so-called ICE people that are wearing the masks and don't have any badges, they're actually bounty hunters. And that the federal government may well be offering $1,000 to $1,500 to private bounty hunters to pick people up. I mean, this is out of control. 855-752-4842. Mark and Pernisac. Mark, thanks for hanging around, my friend. Let's see you.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, I see where they're, that Trump was talking about offering people money to self-deport. And I saw one figure $1,000 a piece, to self-deport, which is not nearly enough, if they're going to be doing that. But if there's, 350,000 or 500,000 people, you multiply that by 1,000, you quickly go up to $500 million, to expense that's going to be to the to the Treasury to get those people to self-deport. And I would point out that there's not supposed to be any of this money going out anyway, because there's not a specific appropriation that's required by Congress under Article 10 of the Constitution, that you know, no money shall be drawn from the Treasury but upon consequence of appropriations made by law. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is in the Constitution, and that the administration needs to be held to that. I mean, that they have to, if they want to be expending this money, plus paying bonuses and paying for bounty hunters, that should be going through the regular appropriation process through Congress. I mean, that it is just disgusting we're doing this anyway, you know, not going after the worst of the worst, but actually going at removing people's legal status,
yeah,
and then say, well, we're going to deport you now.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just, it's just horrific. It is just horrific.
I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you very much, my friend. 855-752-4842. Let's play the rest of this clip. This is from KTLA. We played part of it in hour one. Let's finish this up. KTLA in Los Angeles talking to eyewitnesses who saw ICE come in, swoop in, and just disappear some of these people at the Home Depot in Los Angeles.
You're out here. We've been seeing the gentleman who's been very emotional. His wife was detained. He has no idea where she was taken. But you said some of the people detained today were also your neighbors.
That's right. My neighbors, unfortunately, got taken. They are not bad people. They are not criminals. They are hard workers. They came here for a better life, because that's what the United States is about, right? You have freedom. You come here for a better life, because unfortunately you run from countries, your own home, that's not the best, right? You come here looking for a better life. You come here for sanctuary. You come here to think that you're going to make it out here. But unfortunately, with these people coming and taking our own people, the people that constructed California, the people that work for California, the people who do a lot for us, right? They're taking them. What are you going to do when we're not here? What are you going to do when you have nobody left to work with?
And the woman you mentioned who was taken, she's pregnant?
She's actually pregnant. That's the saddest part. She's pregnant. She must have been scared. You don't know if this is going to cause you stress to her baby. You don't know if she might lose the baby from the shock.
Quick question, and I don't mean to come across as insensitive, but this is part of the Trump administration's mandate, President making it clear that anyone who's here, who's not here legally, that this is going to be a part of the process, as inhumane as many may categorize it. There is another argument to that.
I feel like it's wrong. Like I said, they're saying that they're going to take everybody, but why everybody when you have actual criminals that were born here and who have done way worse stuff, and yet they don't get the same punishment we're getting? Why is that? I want an answer to that, seriously. Why is it that criminals can get away with so much who are born here, criminals, and yet our people are innocent? They're working hard. They're doing stuff to make it out here, right?
Great point. That's KTLA Channel 5 in Los Angeles, California, talking to witnesses. And this that young woman right there who was talking to the reporter, eyewitness, brings up a great point, that the Trump administration is now rounding up, like cattle, basically, humans in Los Angeles, among them pregnant women. This from a party, my former party that I left in 2011, this from a party that likes to pride itself on pro-life issues. Don't want abortions. But yet they're rounding up pregnant women like wild animals and putting their pregnancies at risk. It's sick. It's beyond sick. And to the witness's point, there are actual real criminals in Los Angeles, but ICE is leaving them alone because, you know, they don't want to put themselves out there. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. L.A. Tom is on the phone. L.A., about a minute left here. Set the stage. We'll take a break, and then we'll bring you back.
All right, three words to describe Donald Trump. He is a waste, he is a fraud, and he abuses all of us. Get the hell out of our city. He is causing more problems. You have people running that aren't even guilty of anything, that are going to cause accidents, that are going to get hit by cars. All of this just because of the simple fact of having these so many Marines and so many much... what do you call it?
Police presence?
Well, not even a police presence, the National Guard.
Military presence.
Just get the hell out of our city. It's doing fine.
Right. It's not needed. I mean, you're on the ground there. Again, from people I talked to out there. Yeah. From people that I talked to that I know, friends and family, it's what Trump is doing is simply not needed. Appreciate the call, L.A. Mm-hmm. If you want to hang around through the break, we'll bring you back on. Continue this. Going to talk about what the Los Angeles Dodgers did in terms of ICE and why more corporations aren't doing that. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Books.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Todd Allball's show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Friday, June 20th, 2025. Zomer's on the board. Going to have a little bit of fun here in a bit. Today's category in what's worse, buying a car or leasing a car. Going to do that here in a bit. And also, who do you trust for news? Going to be talking about that as well. But right now, want to finish up on this issue. And again, I get it that people say, well, Todd, this is in Los Angeles. But it's already happened in some places in Wisconsin where ICE has rounded people up, trying to go into school districts, going after kids. So if you think that this isn't going to visit your community, you're sorely mistaken. If you think you're immune, that's a better way to put it. You're not. But there's one place that's standing up. And I have my Euchre Brewer jersey on today. By the way, text the word blue, B-L-U-E, right now to the Civic Media app, B-L-U-E. Text that word right now, and you'll be eligible for 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets for June 27th. I'm a Brewers fan. And by the way, I'm not a big Dodger fan normally because they've beaten us in a couple of NLCSs. But you know what? As a Brewers fan, I'm willing to give the Dodgers a bunch of credit and kudos. Today, I'm a Dodgers fan. Want to give you a flavor, a little flavor. Nobody did it better I haven't seen so far than on Chris Hayes' show last night on MSNBC, who had a reporter, Jacob Soboroff, right there at Dodger Stadium. Here's a little clip of what happened in L.A. last night.
Chris, it was an unbelievable scene here today. You know, Tom Homo, when I talked to him on the first Saturday night after these raids started, said that every day in Los Angeles, there would be some sort of immigration enforcement. Some days would be big days. Some days would not be so big. Today feels like it was a big day because the morning started off with a raid at a Home Depot in Hollywood, and there were reports of raids all over Los Angeles. Eventually, today, thank you so much. They're coming in for the game, Chris. Eventually today, those agents showed up here at Dodger Stadium. And they were cornered by protesters because the Dodgers did not let them into the parking lot. Behind me, where people are going in for the game right now, there's a chain link fence that is closed when the games are not being played. And so these federal agents, ICE says it wasn't them, but CBP says it was their agents, so Border Patrol, they tried to get in and the Dodgers rejected them. So they were quickly, frankly, boxed in by protesters. And that's when we showed up on the scene today. And this standoff, for lack of a better term, unfolded between those Border Patrol, those federal agents, and the protesters here, who had been out in force every single day because of the scale and the scope of the protests on the streets of Los Angeles and what it means to the people here in Los Angeles, Chris.
There you go. Yeah, that's MSNBC reporting. Jacob Soboroff on Chris Hayes' program said it so well. So what happened was ICE shows up, or Border Patrol agents, and they were going to make this raid at Dodger Stadium. And Dodger said, no, you ain't coming in. And the protesters closed in behind them. So what the Dodgers ended up having to do is take them out through a side street to get them out of the stadium and away from the protesters, who weren't happy about this. But applause to the Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And if you know anything about Dodger Stadium in L.A., are you still there, by the way, L.A. Tom, Los Angeles? Are you still on the line, L.A.?
Yes, I am.
So you, I'm sure, know this, but for our listeners who don't, when the Dodgers first came out to L.A. from New York, in order to build Dodger Stadium, they displaced three Latino/Hispanic neighborhoods. It caused a lot of hard feelings. But over the years, the Dodgers, now L.A., am I right in saying that probably Latino-Hispanic folks make up the core majority base of L.A. fans, L.A. Dodger fans?
Yeah, 50% of the fans are Latino.
So these guys know that not only is it the right thing to do, and it is the right thing to do, but I think the Dodgers are saying from a financial point, we ain't going to offend half of our base. Would you go along with that, L.A.?
Absolutely. Like I said, I mean, it's almost going to become like a nervous breakdown around here because people are just like, I mean, literally looking over their shoulders. You know, it doesn't have to be this way. We talked about yesterday about humans being humans and mm-hmm. people bleeding the same red blood as everybody else. Knock it off, Trump. Knock it off, you know, this authoritarian dictatorship. Let people just live. Let them go to a ball game and enjoy a ball game, for God's sake. You can't even go and enjoy a baseball game.
I want to get your sense of this as somebody who lives out in Los Angeles on the ground there. I mean, again, I applaud the Dodgers for sticking up for – isn't it about 100%. Time that other corporations like Home Depot do the same thing and say, we're going to put our own security people on the perimeter of the Home Depot property, and you ain't going to do this?
100%. But, you know, Home Depot is a big unfortunately, a big donor of the Trump administration. But I agree with you. They should be stepping up to the plate. And, you know, I mean, right now you go to Home Depot, there isn't anybody in the – you know, in the driveway area where you normally would pick up a day labor or something like that. It just is not happening. And people are not showing up for their, you know, surgeries or the nurses aren't showing up. So therefore you got people canceling surgeries. I mean, they have done a real number on the fourth largest economy in the world. And if you don't think it's going to affect people in other states, you're crazy because you're next.
Right. We've already seen it somewhat. We've seen it somewhat here in Wisconsin already. I mean, most people know Judge Dugan in Milwaukee was arrested herself on what I think are pretty bogus charges, but that's making its way through the court system. And we've seen other reports of ICE in Milwaukee and other places in Wisconsin. ICE attempting to contact the Eau Claire School District to go after kids. So, I mean, this is not happening in some far-off city in Los Angeles. This is why we have to be cognizant. I always appreciate your time, L.A., because I'm a big believer in talking with people who are there. Not through the lens of media or anything, but the people who are there. So thanks, L.A. Keep safe. Have a good weekend. Yeah. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Come on back, everybody. You're going to play a little round of What's Worse. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's supreme leader saying Monday in his first comment since the U.S. bunker-busting bombing of nuclear sites, attacks on Israel will continue. No mention of the U.S. or President Trump. Ayatollah Khamenei is said to be in hiding. And maybe for good reason, based on what President Trump said Sunday at the White House, ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president suggesting that maybe there should be a change in leadership, saying, quote, if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? This as the president continues to push for those talks and warn against retaliation.
The FBI and Homeland Security calling governors during the day, warned them to watch out for any uptick in cyber activity. The State Department urging Americans abroad to beware of anti-American demonstrations. Oil prices are higher because Iran is a major supplier and its parliament is threatening to close off shipping through the Straits of Hormuz. This is ABC News.
Connington to stay in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA Bucks guard Pat Connington has picked up his player option, meaning he chooses to play out the final year of his contract with the Bucks rather than become a free agent. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the 32-year-old will be back for his seventh season with the Bucks, making just over $9 million. NFL, now that Jaire Alexander is with the Baltimore Ravens, would the Packers bring back defensive back Rasul Douglas? The 30-year-old telling a fan on Twitter he doubts it. The Packers traded Douglas to the Bills back in 2023. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night, they're back home against the Pirates. The Crew won 17-6 Friday night and again 9-0 yesterday with 30 hits and no home runs. Pat Murphy on the Brewers batters, chipping away at the plate.
Yeah, I love it. We're being little woodpeckers and probably should get in the weight room. Yeah, I like homers. Yeah, I like homers a lot, so let's make no mistake about it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment to the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-70s. Breezy conditions continue. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward daybreak. For Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 78.
Currently 83 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app,
Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news headlines and also State Senator Calder Royce. Will the Joint Finance Committee actually meet this week? She'll tell us. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour, 3 o'clock on Friday, TGIF, June 20th. Zommer's rolling the tunes there nicely. Done. Going to talk cars in a minute for a little what's worse. Zommer is going to try to get in a board game before it's all said and done. And who do you trust for news? All that straight ahead. But first of all, just cleaning up in aisle one. No, just trying to clean up the last subject, talking about these ICE raids in Los Angeles. Some of these things have been happening in Wisconsin as well. Going to places like Home Depot, where day laborers are trying to get an innocent job. They haven't done any crime. And they're being taken off the streets and disappeared. Also, pregnant women. Meanwhile, ICE is avoiding the gang areas of Los Angeles because they don't want to get hurt. Dodgers threw them out of Dodger Stadium yesterday. Said, nope, not here. You cannot come in. And the LAPD escort ICE off of Dodger Stadium property. Very quickly, let's go to our friend Jack in Merrimack. Jack, it's going to be hot up on the Wisconsin River there in Merrimack this weekend. Stay cool. What do you got, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can always swim at Devil's Lake, I guess.
Exactly right.
It's right there. Anyway, yeah. So I don't really blame the people at Home Depot or others for either seriously resisting being picked up by these so-called ICE people or even running away from them, trying to escape. Anybody that's ever read either some true crime stories or stories about organized crime or even a detective novel realizes somebody comes up to you with a mask on, no ID, and demands you go into a car with them, you're not likely to come back.
Yeah.
And that is a, you know, a serious issue. How they can get away with this stuff, it absolutely amazes me. And hiring out, I mean, Trump already pardoned a bunch of criminals, and those guys were willing to actually try to start an insurrection against their own government.
January 6th, folks. Yeah, absolutely right. No, Jack, yeah. Jack, thanks for calling, Jack. Have a great weekend, by the way. I forget what show I was listening to because I listened to a lot of civic media, and on one of our fine programs here, one of the other hosts had Jim Santel, our very own Jim Santel, host of Amicus Law Review on the weekends here. He's a former U.S. attorney. He knows what's up when it comes to law. And he was talking about this very thing that Jack was on these masks, on these unidentifiable so-called ICE people. And Jim Santel was saying that the law is a little fuzzy here. The jury is out, so to speak, because they are allowed to be unidentifiable if they're on a legitimate undercover operation where their identity could compromise their own safety. But the law is a little fuzzy, as I understand it from Jim Santel. Have they taken this too far legally? I think, you know, a layperson like me would say yes, but We'll see. By the way, tune into Jim Santel tomorrow morning, because he's a guy that knows what's up, and he can answer all your legal beagle questions. All right, 39 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, just your opportunity to have your voice heard across statewide radio, all 11 news talk stations on the Civic Media app. By the way, if you want to be in the running for 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets for June 27th, you got to be able to go to that game next Friday at 7:10 p.m. against Colorado. Text the word blue, B-L-U-E. That's the blue we're talking about. There are other variations of the word. In order to be eligible, you have to spell it like the color, blue, B-L-U-E. The Brewers wear blue uniforms. Text it right now to be eligible to win. The category right now for What's Worse, buying a car or leasing a car. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lots of controversy sometimes around this, because cars, they ain't cheap anymore. Very expensive to buy a car these days. And with interest rates up and that sort of thing, you see payments now. People paying $500 a month for a car payment. I mean, I don't think I ever paid, trying to think, I don't know that I ever had over like a $350 car payment. In fact, my truck is paid for and it's got a lifetime warranty, so I will have that thing a long time.
I have never had a car payment, but that's because I've only driven clunkers.
All right. I've had car payments, but so what's worse, buying a car or leasing a car? 855-752-4842. Carrie, listening in Tosa on WMDX, says, depends. As a former car salesperson, generally, oh, this is great. We have a car salesperson. Says, generally speaking, leases are actually better for a lot of people. People who get new cars, even 3 to 5 years, and don't drive a bunch of miles a year. Those folks should lease. Leases get a bad rap, in my opinion. My car is 14 years old, so of course I don't lease. Worse for me. Now, that's constructive, insightful information from one of our great listeners, viewers. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that. That makes sense, by the way. If you don't drive a lot, maybe lease is better for you.
Jim, and if you like new cars.
Right. If you're someone, I've known people most of my life. There are people out there that, you know, they'll trade every year or every other year. That's just what they do. They want that warranty. And they have the ability to kind of save back money. So they trade every year.
Yeah. And if that's you, leasing just makes more sense.
Lease might be a better deal for you. Jim in Brookfield, listening in, says leasing a car is worse. Even though somewhat maintenance-free, after years of payments, you have nothing to show for it. Buying a car, you own that car. Again, maybe, yeah, for people longer term, that might make the most sense. What's worse, buying a car or leasing a car? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Cam in Appleton, Wisconsin, in the Fox Valley, as they say, says leasing is worse. I want to own my Challenger, damn it. I'm never giving it up. Well, all right, Cam. Great Dodge product there, the old Challenger. What else we have here? Steve in beautiful Milwaukee, home of Summerfest down there on WAUK, says this is a tough one. Leasing can be a pain if you have to fix it. Zomers asked the question earlier, what if you have an accident with a leased car? Well, my understanding is you, the individual, are still required to have car insurance, and your car insurance company has to know that it's a leased vehicle. So my understanding is if you get into a collision or whatever, you have to have enough insurance on it to cover it.
Right. I guess that makes sense. I guess the better question, what I really meant to ask, is what happens when your car needs maintenance just from regular wear and tear and it's leased
well,
and you don't own it?
I think it's like oil changes and that sort of thing.
That you just pay for like you normally would, or do yourself like you normally would.
I think. If you're leasing a car, it's only going to be 1 or 2 years probably. And so,
shouldn't need a lot of maintenance.
Right. As the old saying goes, if you bought yourself a lemon, then probably the company's going to cover it. So, but don't take, I'm not giving you car advice. This is, I'm no clicker clack.
I'm not planning on leasing anytime in the near future.
Best just to drive a horse. Low maintenance. Just feed him some oats. They'll, Steve in Milwaukee says owning depreciates faster. Well, now that's true. The truck I have is a 2016, but I bought it in the spring of 2017, had 4,000 miles on it. But I mean, basically a new car, new truck, 4,000 miles, but I paid a lot less than I would have if I just bought it off the lot brand new, because, yeah, it does depreciate fast. So those are oftentimes the best deals. I think now they call them like pre-owned cars, like a salesperson or somebody at the dealership drives it for a few thousand miles and they put it back on the lot. What's worse, buying a car or leasing a car? 855-752-4842 or text us on the app. Carrie and Tosa. Chiming back in, says leased car is always under warranty. Oh, there you go. Most people don't own their car anyway. The bank does.
That's a good point.
Well said, Carrie.
You know, that's where I'm very grateful that anytime I've needed a vehicle, I shop around and try and find the most functional, cheap piece of crap that I can. And so I've not had to have the bank own my vehicle so far. And I know not everybody is in that position.
Right. I've had it both, you know, where the bank basically owns it. But this truck, I own it lock, stock, and barrel. Paid off. It's paid off. And I got in one of these. Dodge doesn't do this anymore. But when I bought my truck, even though it was had 4,000 miles, I was able to buy they call it the lifetime warranty. So as long as I own the truck, all like the transmission, you know, the engine, that sort of, it's covered. It's like $150 deductible.
Yeah, they kind of stopped doing those now.
They've stopped doing that. And I keep getting things with Dodge, you know, from the good folks at Don Miller, say, hey, we'll give you a really great price if you want to trade that in. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good.
Yep, same I'm with good. My dad.
Yep,
he had a lifetime warranty, and he's like, I'll stick with this one for a while.
855-752-4842. What's worse, buying a car or leasing a car? Matt in Menominee Falls. Beautiful Menominee Falls. On WAUK says, if you have a Tesla, you do not own the software. Wow.
A lot of those cars that are more electronically controlled, technically they can go in, like legally can they? Probably not. But they could go in there and just brick your car, basically.
I suppose. We're going to be leasing a vehicle, by the way.
That's true.
Am I authorized to say this yet? I think it's a done deal.
I think
deal.
So.
All right, Zomers, tell me I can say. We're going to be going on the road in like 3 or 4 weeks. It's coming up fast. Our friends Jane Matnair and Greg Bach of Matnair on Air, you hear them every morning from 9 until 11. We're getting on the road. We're leasing a vehicle, an enterprise vehicle. We're getting in the vehicle. We're hitting the road. We're going to be at Oshkosh Bagosh, and then we're going to be up at somewhere up north. We're going to be in a... In a shack by a lake? No. We're going somewhere around Butternut or because Jane's got it in her. She gets these hankerings for cities. First it was Amory, now it's Butternut. So we're going to Butternut or somewhere near there, Park Falls, and then we're going to go over. And Jane and I are going to be entering in as a tag team in a log rolling contest at the Hayward Lumberjack Championship.
Well, that should be interesting.
That will be absolutely fun. So be listening to details soon. Jane, Greg, Todd, on the road soon to a community near you. Let's see, Bob checking in. Oh, that's off the topic. All right, Bob, we're on what's worse, buying a car or leasing a car. Matt in Middleton, one of our great UPS drivers, saying buying new is worse as it's a waste of money. Really? Wait just a few weeks and those Cybertrucks will be on clearance sale.
Well, I think he's kind of agreeing with you. You don't need to buy a brand new off the lot. Find one that was slightly used and get a way better deal for a car that is essentially new. I think that's what he's saying.
We'll come back, talk a little bit about where you get your news, and Zomers has a board game of the week. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, or if you listen to WCFW, the tap, James Kelly's news coming up at the top of the hour, followed by a check of weather with Brittany Merlot, who is doing the weather this hour poolside, I understand. So that should be a lot of fun. She's staying cool. Hope all of you do as well. And then Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter in with sports, followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6 with Maggie. Stay tuned for that. And then it's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight and Conrad, which is a party palooza. Each and every evening from 6 until 8. Not going to want to miss it tonight. Bar Band Friday with the one, the only, Terry Barr, who is back from vacation. She went to save penguins. We can all relax easily now. The penguins have been saved by our own Terry Barr.
Fantastic.
It really is. So be listening to Pete Schwabe tonight and join he, Conrad, and our very own Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday night. And of course, after that, we got Nightlight with our very own Robert Pilot. Native Roots Radio. Then we'll start with N with Robert Pilot. And then you got Rick Smith Across America. It's clearly time that Todd stops talking here for a weekend or so. All right, let's see if we can do this quick. The Pew Research poll The Pew Research Center has released its findings into America's go-to news sources. It turns out that the news sources America trusts the most is not the same as where they most often get their news. For Americans as a whole, the most trusted sources are the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, PBS, Public Broadcasting Corp, Associated Press, NPR, National Public Radio, and the Wall Street Journal. But here's where Americans as a whole most often get their news. Where do they actually receive it? Number one, Fox. Two, ABC, NBC, CNN, and CBS. Now, Pew broke it down by political affiliation. For Republicans and those who lean that way, the news sources they trust most are the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, followed by Newsmax, Fox News, and Tucker Carlson Network. For the source Republicans most often turn to for news, by far and away, the answer is Fox. As we said, Fox News trailing behind are ABC, NBC, CBS, the Joe Rogan Experience. For Democrats and those who lean that way, the most trusted sources are the Associated Press, PBS, NPR, BBC, and ABC. Now, where do Democrats get their news from? CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, and MSNBC. Now, Pew Research broke down the findings by age as well. For those age 18 to 19, in terms of trust, NPR, PBS, Associated Press, and the BBC. But they get their news most often from CNN, ABC, Fox, and the New York Times. What about those 65 years of age and up? Seniors trust BBC, Forbes, Wall Street Journal, and PBS, but they get most of their news from NBC, ABC, Fox, and CBS. Now, Pew did not ask this question, probably because we all know the answer. The favored news source of the brightest and best-looking Americans is...
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
No. Civic Media.
So I wasn't wrong. I just right.
That last part may or may not be true. To find the Pew Research Center story, go to pewresearch.org. Can we do it in 2 minutes? Time once again for a board game of the week. Let's go.
Welcome back for another slightly congested edition of Board Game of the Week. I am having some allergy issues that I'm sure you can hear.
Absolutely.
That's just how it goes. But anyway, last time I did a board game, it's been quite a while, but that board game cost $80. That's a little bit of a steep price. So I thought I'd dial it back this time.
All right.
This week's board game costs $8.
$8. All right.
It is called Flip 7. And
Flip who?
Seven.
Seven.
Bless you.
All right, very good.
And you can play it with anywhere from three to, if you have two boxes, so if you spend $16, I know that's a little steep, sorry, then you can go up to like 20 people.
All right.
But it's about up to 10 people per box is what they say. And it's a game that's very easy to play. It's very similar to blackjack in that everybody gets a card to start, and then you choose whether you want to hit or stay. And the deck consists of one card with the number one, two cards with the number two, three cards with the number three, and so on up to 12. And if you get a duplicate number, then you're out for the round. Mm. But otherwise, if you stop or anytime somebody gets seven different numbers, then you count your points. And there's different modifiers, and you might flip a card that says you have to flip the next three, and you're stuck with whatever you get. So it's just a fun game of pushing your luck, really easy to understand. You can bring it to, I can bring it to the family reunion this weekend and play it with a whole bunch of people.
Flip 7.
Flip 7.
Which is $8. Wouldn't it be better if it was just $7?
It would. And you know what? Maybe it is. You know, how about we say it's $7.99?
$7.99 for Flip 7. All right, there you go. There's your board game of the week. That nicely done on a crunch.
It's a simple game. Not much to say
simple
about it.
That was a perfect board game for this week. Zomers, have a great weekend. By the way, I think that leasing the car is worse.
I think so too.
All right. That's our pick on the What's Worse edition. Many thanks to Brady Ewing for being here today. Always a great time when Brady stops by. We appreciate his time and perspective. Zobbers, thank you for doing a great job this week on the board. For all of you for listening, of course, make it a safe weekend, everybody. Take care of yourselves out there. Drink, hydrate, water in this hot conditions. Again, happy birthday to Miss Linda, i.e. my mom. Will be hanging out tomorrow celebrating that. And to all of you for listening, Todd Allball say, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye. Banging on your drum.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump saying late Sunday monumental damage was done to all nuclear sites in Iran by U.S. strikes, citing satellite images he did not show. Iran's supreme leader, in his first comment since America's bombing, said Iran will continue its attacks on Israel, not mentioning the U.S. The Pentagon bracing for retaliation against American troops in the region. But Iran has other options, too.
Energy infrastructure, transportation, water, wastewater, all of those are things that we need to be cautious and look for in the near future.
Says ABC News contributor Elizabeth Newman, who worked in Homeland Security during Trump's first term. She says the number one concern is a cyber attack. The State Department is urging Americans abroad to beware of anti-American demonstrations. Americans themselves are demonstrating here in New York. President Trump saying, why wouldn't there be regime change in Iran? Make Iran great again. This is ABC News.